Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0700 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0800 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
VFO Mobile.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Kilo 8, Papa Lima, Mike.
KFA VFO, come on back if you can real quick. I didn't get that last transmission.
KF8DFO. This is Kilo 8 Papa Lima Mike, handheld in Midland.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. I take it you're on your way back?
Yes, we are currently in Standish, about 3.9 miles from 75 south.
Okay, copy that. I suspect you got up early, hitched, dumped, and away you went.
Yeah, for the most part, man, Dominic really helped us pack up and go today, so that really helped us get going.
Okay, copy that. So, good beach day yesterday?
Not a bad beach day. Water was really cold and it was cloudy, but it was good. We had fun. We stayed probably 3 hours or so at the beach.
I take it with all that beach time, the boys had a good night's sleep.
Yeah, not bad. They slept well.
Okay. Safe travels back. I'm not sure if you're on Guilford or on the Midland repeater. Yeah. Safe travels back, and we will see when you get back. KF8PFO, this is Kilo 8 Papa Lima Mike.
Yeah, that sounds good. Let us know if it's going to get rained out today. We have some big rain clouds behind us, so if the game stays dry, we will let you know when we get closer, and I am on Guilford.
Copy that. I was just looking at the game specifications today, and the kids under 12 eat free. So they're hungry, and you're going to the game. They'll get a hot dog, chip, and a drink. No fries, so you'll survive those. But hey, guy, did you make some fires? Did you have two good fires?
Yeah. We had two nights of fires, which was helpful because it actually got pretty cold. Last night was around. It got down to the low 60s.
Pretty cold, low 60s, Michigan? That's warm. What are you talking about, pretty cold?
It went from 100 degrees, 90 degrees, to 80 at night, to 60 is a pretty big drop.
Okay. All right. Hey, look, safe travels. I'll have my handheld on if you need to reach out. You do what you got to do when you get home. KF8, CFO, Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'll be on the, and if you need anything, I'll chime in a little bit. But I'll be here. So KF8, BFO, monitoring.
Good morning, 1000 hours, cloudy, 68 degrees.
KF8, BFO to KAPLM.
Connected to CMN Network.
KF8, BFO to KAPLM.
KF8, BFO, Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike.
KF8, BFO, yeah, just reached out to you. Wanted to know if your power was still on or off.
Yeah, the weirdest thing happened. Only a few houses on this block lost power, and it was a transformer door that was fused, something like that caught on fire. And a consumer's guy came. There was one man in a truck. He happened to have that part for, it's an old part, very old part. We just happened to get very lucky. He had that part in his truck and he replaced it, but he wanted to find out why it drew so much current to cause a fire, and he couldn't find the reason for it. So let's just hope it was, he suspects an animal, let's just hope that's the case, and we have stable power. But it is back on, long story short.
Well, I'm glad it's back on. Yeah, that's weird. It probably was an animal, in my guess. We're about 3 miles away from Waldo.
Okay. All righty. Well, all right. I'll just sign off and get home unhitched and do what you got to do, and we'll chat from there, okay?
Sounds good. Do you have an ETA on Danielle?
Yeah, she'll be here at 11:20.
Okay. When does the game start?
So Mom sent you an email. The things have changed because the game was rained out yesterday, so they're playing a doubleheader today. First game starts early, maybe 11:12 in that range. They're going to finish that game up, and then the second game starts. So there's going to be games all day today, but the tickets are good for both games, so you can go in anytime.
Well, if Danielle gets there at 11:20, I assume she's going to try to make the early game, but she'll definitely be a little late then.
They probably will not go that early. They're probably going to go for the 1 o'clock game because the time they get here, just readjust, whatever, let the kids settle down, maybe eat a little breakfast, and then probably call you and arrange times for the game.
Okay, well then we'll just aim for the 1 o'clock game. No problem.
Yeah, you can go anytime, so just when you get home and you settle in, just, yeah, come over, you gotta get the tickets, and then arrange it with Danielle. So I'll let you at that, and I'll probably clear after I'm done talking. So KFA CFO, Kilo 8 Papalima Mike, I am clear.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, we'll chat with you later. This is KF8 VFO. I'll be monitoring.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, cloudy, 72 degrees. currently connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees.
OUEP.
Connected to CMN Network.
If I can't get November, mobile and monitoring.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Cloudy, 77 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Cloudy, 77 degrees.
KF8, GFL, monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Cloudy, 77 degrees.
Can you be alternate one?
Will do.
Thank you. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section Air PLC now.
AJBD monitoring. WBATQZ.
TQZ, good afternoon, Mike. I got your light readable. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section AR PLC net. Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section AR PLC net.
Join the call now.
had a station with Alpha. I think it broke up. Can you try again? This is Kilo Echo 8, Alpha, Alpha November, standing by Michigan Section AIP, CMAS.
Alpha, Delta 8, Mike Papa.
Alpha, Delta 8, Mike Papa, got you, that's definitely that time, sir, thank you. Anyone else looking to check in, please call.
Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima, Delta.
Delta 4, Mike, name of Delta, got you in and around the corner there. Anyone else, please call now.
CRV.
Can you say that again, please?
Talk a little closer to your radio, please. You're in the repeater.
Alright.
Okay, sorry, I doubled on you. Do it to me one more time. Alpha November, that control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corner. This at me says every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on a near frequency of 3932 kilohertz. Our alternate frequencies are 5246 decimal 5 and 7232 kilohertz. These are designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF links and repeaters courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on Echo Link, but will be received only. Purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Oxcom in Michigan, including Aries, NTS, and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an AWOL section level net. Regular participants include section officials, NTS officials, assistants, representatives, and reassurance. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. My name is Max. I hold the position of section emergency coordinator. From the pre-net group, I have a long list here, but I'll read these off. We have A, O, B, U, K, A, J, D, D, N, A, W, R, O, W, B, A, T, T, E, W, A, C, O, P, ADAMP, WA4MLB, ADACRV, KDASWR, NHNOR. Those stations need not check in again, but other stations for the net, please call now. Are there any relays?
This is. This is K8 GBA Kilo Foxtrot 8
Golf Bravo Alpha. Tom and Birch Run, no traffic, in and out, back to net.
Kilo 5.8, Golf Bravo Alpha, got you in there, and you are in and out today. Thank you for checking in. Anyone else, please call.
Kilo Bravo 950, Alpha Romeo.
Was that Kilo Bravo 980, Alpha Romeo?
Roger, good help.
Okay, I need a relay on his confirmation. He's a pretty white bird.
That's QSL.
So, Bravo 9, Alpha Romeo, QSL. Okay, roger that. We have 89 IAR. Good afternoon, Don. KAJDD, KEA2M. Can you place the general on that call?
Will do, will do. This is Kilo 8 in Julia Bravo Delta. Houston ARPSC net. Anyone wishing to check into the Michigan ARPSC net, please call now. KAGON, nothing heard. This is KAGBD.
All right, thank you for that, Jim. We'll go ahead and we'll get started. Just off of the looking ahead at the calendar this week, only have a couple of things on the calendar as far as OXCOM meetings go. Tuesday evening, we'll be starting our exercise planning. This is for the fall set. The fall set is scheduled for October 3rd. That's the first Saturday in October. And we are working to have the exercise plan put out at end of September, so you two will have it in their hands 1 month and everything. Every Tuesday evening on Zoom. Looking ahead all the way to next week, a week from today, I'll have the opportunity to get on to see because it'll be my turn at the helm for the net control for the 3G5 OXCOM net. That starts at 4 o'clock Eastern on 60 meters, then it goes to 40 meters. DMR is finally wrapped up at on VSTAR, and if you have any or all of those available to you, you're more than welcome to join in and check in on those nets, or on that net. With that, let's go to N8OBU to be followed by KAJDD. Mr. Mike, thank you for riding along today with the relay.
My pleasure. Thanks for being that control. Nothing new going on here. Made it through all the storms. Just got a little bit of rain. A little bit of rain here. Nothing important going on here. I'll be here if I'm needed. Other than I'm just sitting here trying to figure out how to spend money on the internet. Actually, I'm looking for a couple solar-powered street lights. The last two that I had got destroyed in a Michigan windstorm, so hopefully the next ones I find will be a little bit better built than what I thought I had bought last time. 73, I'll be monitoring. I need OBU.
Okay, Roger, thank you, sir. And next we go to KAKDD to be followed by NAWRO. Mr. Jim, tell us what's going on in Washington.
KADON the net. This is KAKDD. The name is Jim, ECRO, Washington County. And thanks for running the net there, Max. What's going on in the county? Well, I got two major things kind of happening. One, we ran a fire and gas on Saturday and had a good turnout for that. Got about 18 sirens monitored there, and one of them was busted. So that's why we do this. It worked out pretty good. Second thing is we have a new DMR repeater up in the county. It was put up by NDHW and NAWZ. NDHW, of course, is the guy that runs the FEMA Region 5 nets on Saturday, or at least in charge of it, I assume. Anyway, it's WDATOC. And it's up on a 400-foot tower along with their primary NACUI repeater, so it's got one heck of a footprint, covers a lot of area. So WDADOC is the repeater, and
And it also has on time slot 2 the R5 OCTOM channel for Region 5 OCTOM. And so that, once again, will have a very, very large footprint here. We lost the large footprint when the Wolverine Tower got demolished by the University of Michigan, and they're building up a new one. So this is a very, very large footprint replacement for that. And so we should be back on Region 5 OCTOM now, plus we have the WDAEOC. We'll use that too, WDAEOC being the call sign for the Washtenaw County Emergency Operations Center. So with that, good to hear everybody. Great signals out there, and back to net control. This is Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta.
All right, KAJDD, KEADLM. Well, thank you for that. Good to hear that you guys are back on the air in that mode. MDEW is the net manager for the Region 5 OCTOM voicemail. You did a great job in putting up the schedules and getting each of us to think our terms at it. So if anybody is interested in doing net control for that, you need to have all four modes available to you, HF, plus DMRF, VSTAR. If you've got that, reach out to MDEW and he would be more than happy to get down here with the schedule. Let's go next to NAWRO to be followed by WDATQV. Mr. Tim, how are things in the Gulf? NAWRO, KEADN, you're up for comment?
Yeah, thank you, Max. A little problem with the repeater here. This is NAWRO, Tim, one of the AECs in Macomb County. Well, work continues on our new VHF DMR repeater in New Haven. It's working, but some adjustments are pending to optimize its performance. Once again, we'd like to thank our own Wally, Whiskey 8 Victor Delta, for all the hard work he continues to do on that project, along with our installation team, which is assisting. We currently have 39 active members on our roster, and once again, Max, I'd like to thank you for coming down for the OCTOM class last month, and thanks again for the pizza. That's about it for Macomb County, so I'll send it back to you. This is November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar for Macomb County.
All right, Tim, thank you for your comments. NAWRO, KEATLN. Yeah, well, it was great to be able to put the name and the face together. I think, I don't remember, we may have met when I came down a couple of years ago, but I don't remember what I had for breakfast. So, but it was a pleasure to meet you then and to meet everyone else in the class. I can never say no to Jet Speed, so that's always pretty good. All right, let's go to WDATQZ to be followed by WACLP. Mr. Mike, how are things in Presqu'île?
Good afternoon, Max T. D1 in the Michigan ARPS at WDATQZ up here, Roger City, Phil County over there. ECRO and Max and MIT and NAT managers. Well, it's pretty quiet here. We got a little bit of rain, which is a good thing when you're living in the woods. Not enough to make for any flooding conditions, so that's nice. About the only other news I have, in the last couple of months, I did get to a local emergency planning committee meeting. Found out that they're using Starlink equipment now in the county. They have that package set up, so I guess they have that covered. I guess we'll keep on just trying to stay practiced with NTS and participate in shares and see what happens. Not too many call-outs, not too many calls for our talents, but I guess we'll try to stay ready and see what happens. The demographics in the area, I find, certainly are working against us. We're having a little trouble scaring up a group to do a couple of local public service events, so I guess those are off the calendar for this year. But that's about it. Back to you, WBTQZ.
All right, Mike, thank you for checking in and for the comments there. Yeah, it's nice to see a little bit of rain after the break in it, and looking ahead, it looks like we get a few more opportunities for them a week ahead, so that's good. Ground is starting to get a little bit dry. Starlink keeps popping up as a backup mode for internet communications, and it's not a bad thing to have. And I see more and more agencies and groups are starting to pick that up in various ways. Too bad to hear about volunteers up in that area. It's still a nice part of the state. Maybe there's folks that can reach out from neighboring counties or nearby to be able to travel in and assist on some of those events if and when you're able to get those going again. All right, let's go to WACOP and then we'll take a standby. Mr. Chris, how are things over your way?
Well, thank you, Max. Good afternoon to everyone on the net. This is Chris, WACOP-ECRO for Ogemaw County. And I could almost just say ditto for Mike TQV's remarks as far as all of the above. Personally, I have Starlink. I switched over in October, and I got to tell you, I'm just really, really impressed with it compared to the terrestrial, very slow DSL we used to have with the local telco. So, but unfortunately, on the Oxcom side of things, especially here in the rural areas where we don't get a lot of call-outs, I think it's going to even set us back even more because Starlink has really, really stepped up and it really shines in those situations where you need to pass digital traffic. But I think there's always going to be a call for what we do. So we'll stay practiced and keep the equipment ready to go. And we also have a small cadre of volunteers. But I must say, we've worked together well through the years between Oscoda, Aranac, and Ogemaw counties. We've always come together and helped each other out when we had to. So that's what it's all about. That's why it's so important to maintain those networks and those contacts to be able to help each other out. With that, that's about all I have, Max. So with that, I'll say 7-3 and pass to Max from WACOP.
Over.
WACOP has finished his comment. KGBD.
Roger that. I just thought I heard the tale of it. He was light copy. Chris, you were light copy on me in there. Unfortunately, I hope others were able to hear you better. I did hear something about the lack of Oxcom call-outs. Not necessarily a bad thing, but on the other hand, it's hard to stay engaged as easily with that. As a friend of mine down in Tennessee likes to tease, he said this is a great area of the country to practice. So we just never have hurricanes and stuff like that, and that's okay. Anyway, we take a break here. This is QSOH Delta Oscar November with the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. Anyone else would like to join, please call now. Are there any relays? Okay, moving along. Next up, we have 88MP, followed by WA4MLB. Mr. David, 88MP, you're up for comment.
Back to there, Max. This is Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa. And good to meet you at the Oxcom training in Macomb County a couple weeks ago. Great training, certainly recommend it to anybody. And looking forward to the upcoming events. We've got the Woodward Dream Cruise, the Ironman, and the Bridge Walk. I hope to be participating in all three. Other than that, everything's going well here in Macomb County. You heard from Tim. With that, I'll say back to you, Net Control. This is Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa.
All right, Dave. Good to meet you as well. And if you go to all three of those events, at least, I don't know about the Dream Cruise, that's just fun to watch. But if you get to the other two events, you have a very good chance of being able to complete your task force and miss all of that. So good luck with that. I hope it goes well. We go next to WA4MLDB, followed by KEHCRV. Mr. Ray, how are you doing?
Good afternoon, all. KEHCON in the mix, WA4 Mike Lima Delta, Muddy Little Ducks, I'm doing just fine here. Had some rain, could use some more. Back in the day when I lived in Florida, we had talking about alternative sources for data. I had a copper loop teletype loop that came into my shack and ran a model 15 teletype for hurricane bulletins, which then got disseminated around our club group and through the town. And that was a mechanical teleprinter. You want to talk about fun, I'll tell you, we had a blast in those days. Some people accused me of knowing Marconi, but no, that is not the truth. Anyway, that's it from here. Nothing else. Eat more rain, send it on. We're ready for it. WA4MLD.
All right, Ray, thank you for your comments. I got a chuckle out of that one. Appreciate you checking in. All right, we go next to KEHCRV, followed by KB8SWR. Mr. Matt, I think this is the first time I've heard you check in. Good afternoon. KEHCRV, KEHCRV, you're up for comments?
Well, not too much, Max, and everybody on net. Just a reminder, if you can hear the net on VHF or UHF, you're perfectly legal to check in and join the net. And the repeaters won't drop until the net's over, so just a little FYI for people that are listening and are familiar with it. And about all I got, back to you, Max. KBSW.
All right, well, thank you for checking in, for helping us keep the Southern Michigan Registered Network up and running, and for all the things you guys need. We'll go next to N8NOR to be followed by KB9IAR. Mr. Ken, how are things over your way? KB8DON and the next. This is N8NOR. Name here is Ken. I'm in 40th Michigan in 5th District. Not too much going on tonight. The only thing I have happening this week is I am meeting with our county emergency manager, Brandy James, and our EC, Scott Weber, the disposition of our new website for our group. It has been kind of a long time coming. Finally, was able to get everybody together, so we meet this Wednesday at noon to start talking about things. And as follows that, our next meeting, we will begin talking with the general membership of the group and start planning what we want to do. We have access through the county to be a part of the county government website, so I'm looking forward to kicking this off and start doing our planning and give you some good news in the next few weeks. I'll hand it back to you. This is N8NOR. All right, again, N8NOR, KEHCRV, good to hear you, and good to hear the progress coming there. Sounds like things are going to move ahead again in the county there, so that's good news. Glad to hear it. All right, we go next to KB9IAR, and that'll take us to the bottom of the roster. Mr. Don, you're up for comment.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. Don here in Battle Creek, Calhoun County. Yeah, not a lot going on here. We did parts on here for Custer earlier today. Had a pretty good time as usual. Yeah, it's not a lot. I have back to net control, KEHDON.
KUD9I Avios. Well, thank you for checking in. As always, you do get some fun time out there, and I envy you for that. So that's great. We are at the bottom of the roster. This is the local 8 Delta, Oscar November, Michigan Traction Amateur Radio Public Service Clinic. Going to put one call out there and see if there's anybody else who'd like to join in or comment again before we close. Nothing heard. We had, looks like we had 13 on the roster today and a run time of, we're going to call it between 4 minutes. So I want to thank everybody for checking in. Hope that you have a good week ahead. Stay safe and healthy, and have an opportunity to stay dry with the little bit of rain that we'll get. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta after November. We'll be closing this section of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet and returning the frequency to normal amateur use. With this, Kilo Echo 8 Delta after November, signing out.
I guess the next door, I'm sorry, I got distracted. Everybody take care. We'll catch you next week, 73. And you know, be clear.
Hey, Roger that. Thank you again, Mike. Appreciate all your help. KE8D1.
Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 79 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours. Cloudy. 79 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
KF8BOT.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening. 2000 hours. Clear. 72 degrees.
This is.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 70 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good evening. 22 hours. Cloudy. 79 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 64 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.